You are now listening to a tale from A World Asunder.
We focus in on one of the greatest cities of the continent. A thrumming heart of Meridia. We look to a maybe less grand corner of it. And in that less grand quarter, as so often happens, it begins to rain.
There's this little girl looking outside the window.
Rosy skin, dark magenta as you come to the tips of her horns.
She's always looking at the lightning,
the torrential downpour,
the arcane spots above the city interacting with the thunderstorm, harnessing the energy. It's so different from what she's always known. Rain is a time of wonder.
You could do things that not every kid could.
Kids here didn't stare like they did back in the old country.
It would be a long path from the point of view of a child.
She knows she's underlooked, knows how to make people show her opportunities.
Knowing what to say, when, and to whom is the whole ballgame.
She's good at impressing people with her magic.
A feat which becomes markedly easier with the magical ability to read their minds, standing right next to someone in a very powerful position. To what advantage has Mila put her curiosity?
She has sun catchers with equations and runes inside of them. She wants to grab the world so she can look at it and understand it. Mila spends so much time looking up at the sky that she's going to fall into a hole sometime.
There is, of course, he. How does he see it?
He has the kind of ambition for which people have to give things up.